Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Forgive me for being a little indulgent today. Over the course of a number of years, I have talked to Maria Slape about some incredible dancers from across the Limestone Coast who have done some pretty amazing things. We get to recap some of that this morning because I have Maria Slape in the studio. Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
Maria, what's been going on in the world of dance?
Well, there's been a lot lately, yes. So we've had, just at our local studio, we've had a couple of comps. We've done a Deb Ball. I've been to Hong Kong just recently because I won a trip.
What was going on there?
Well, I won a trip at Nationals, so the high-scoring overall senior troop and junior troop, both directors won a trip. So I went to Hong Kong, which was lots of fun. I've just got back from Auckland where I've been judging for a couple of days over there, and it was sensational. I'm so inspired. This term we also opened in Casterton, and we also opened in Adelaide.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really cool.
Yeah, so that's with Matthew Cram, who's a past MJ dancer. So that's been really lovely to have, you know, really reconnect that relationship we had. So yes, it's been slightly busy this term, but very exciting.
So talking about your incredible dancers over the years, I have been lucky enough to talk about some people with just unbelievable talent.
Yes.
And they've all come through your dance studio. Matt is one of them.
Yes, he is.
Christina D'Agostino.
Yes.
Is one of them.
Definitely.
We've got
Mr. Molseed.
Mr. Molseed, young Sam.
Is actually on the Royal Caribbean at the moment doing We Will Rock You, which is a fantastic opportunity because it gets that, you know, that real musical theatre experience. And he's actually on the same boat as Kiana Devandesharan, who did 10 years with me before they moved to Queensland. So that's a funny coincidence.
What's it like to be able to watch young kids who have a dream and obviously a very, very big dream and
yes.
Watch them succeed at that?
Look, I think it's the height of all what you do, isn't it? It's still very surreal, and obviously probably the latest one is the latest major success is Ewan Doige getting the lead role in Priscilla.
Mm.
And he's had an incredible career, but I would think this is his highlight, even though he covered Lola in Kinky Boots, which was very, very cool. I saw him as the lead. It's just, words can't describe it. I got very emotional, and I often do, when they've had such big dreams. And it's such a, you know, you're very responsible for that first part, and it's incredible. So, yeah, it's a definitely career highlight for sure.
So much success from so many talented young people. Did
yes.
you ever think that MJs would have that sort of success?
Not at all. Not at all. We've got two others, Courtney and Samika, on our cruise ships as well. One's on Disney and the one's on a ballroom. Cooper Terry is just kicking goals in Sydney. He's working for Brent Street, and nobody works for Brent Street that's not an ex-Brent Street kid.
Mm.
That's incredible, and doing some little things with Sydney Dance Company as well as doing some mentoring. We've got Daniel Ryan, who is an older student of mine. He hasn't been in Mount Gambier for years, and he's running his own studio in Melbourne.
Wow.
And doing some productions as well. I'm sure there are others as well. It's just incredible. And no, I had no concept or clue that this was going to happen, and it's amazing.
I have got Maria Slate from MJ Dance Studio in my studio this morning, and there are a lot of reasons that I've got her in the studio. One is she is an incredible dance teacher. It goes without saying that that there are so many kids who have followed their dreams because they were inspired by Maria and her team. One of them who is just doing incredible things is a young bloke from Millicent. I have known him for a decade at least. He's come into the studio on numerous occasions to talk to us. Ewan Doige, Maria, has just been cast in a lead role.
Yes.
People are getting to see him on stage in capital cities across Australia at the moment. We
Absolutely.
Get our chance soon in Adelaide.
Yes.
To be the lead in Priscilla has got to be just an incredible highlight.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. He's having a blast. It's a role that really sits really well on him, I think. It's lots of fun. It's a bit cheeky. and it's just, it's overwhelming to see him up there. It definitely is. And he's worked so hard, and right from the word go, this young man was so, so driven. And he's worked very hard to get where he is today. And so credit to him. He's incredible. Yes.
So tell me about the first time you met Ewan.
That's a really funny story. As in, it was Christina and Alana Kenny, who works at Tennyson, saw him at move it at the Hellman?
Mm.
Yes. And they said, oh, this kid's got something. And they bailed him up and his mum outside the front and said, you need to go to that studio there. You are amazing. So I actually rang the school and offered him a scholarship there and then. And he was just this sweet kid, lovely family. And our relationship grew and grew. Obviously, I had to work super hard because I could see the talent in this child. So I just pushed my boundaries to try and give him what he needed. And here we are today.
I found out on the weekend that Ewan has been nominated for a Helpman Award.
Yes, he
now,
has.
Given that Helpman is synonymous to the Limestone Coast,
yes.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's, you know, it's industry recognition, which is fantastic. And I know I'm sure he's very excited about it. I actually haven't spoken to him about this particular award, but it is, you know, very, very important within the industry, these Helpman Awards. So it's a fantastic nomination for sure. Yes.
Asking questions from a crystal ball point of view, but he's up against some pretty impressive talent. And, and these people are dancers that have been on the international stage forever and a day. To put a young bloke who was once your charge, your dancer,
yes,
on that sort of scale, does that surprise you that he's achieved that?
No. I have to be honest. He was always special, and it wasn't just his dancing. It was his everything about him. He's a very charismatic character, and so that makes him special. I think he always had something about him that you wanted to be around him. There was an energy about that young lad, and his musicality and his understanding, like even at such a young age, could understand music and could picture things in his head very much like I do. So we, you know, just the way that his brain worked, I'm not surprised at all. I don't think that there's anyone his age that has achieved what he has. Not that I know of. And I've talked to him a little bit about that. He's just not been out of work, going from musical to musical to musical.
And some incredible musicals.
Absolutely. Like, incredible. And getting, you know, great roles. It's really, really insane, I guess. Yeah.
Next 2 weeks, we're going to find out whether he's lucky enough to pick up a Helpman Award.
Yes.
Before I let you go, for anybody in the Limestone Coast who has dreams and aspirations to sing, to dance, to get onto a stage, how does somebody start?
Come to class. Come to class. There's so much available to inspire you. So come to class. Get started. Certainly at our team, if a child has got ability, we will encourage that. Enroll in a class today.
Maria, congratulations on the kids you've had, the kids you've inspired, and the success that they have had.
We always appreciate your support to you, and so thank you very much for that as well. Thank you.
Maria Slape on 963 Triple M, and a big congratulations to you, and it really is sensational that he's got a nomination for a Helpman Award. The Helpman Awards are going to be taking place next weekend on the 15th and 16th of July, and fingers crossed he may walk away with a win.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.